laid back sounds there from Three Doors Down, landing in London. It is 10:14. You are with Namibia's number one hit music station, and it's time for our exclusive interview with Felix Burgmeister. Now, Felix is a humanitarian and a member of the Austrian UNICEF National Committee, and he's also a world triathlon champion, and he is right here in the studio. The man embarked upon a world tour on a motorbike, believe it or not, and I just can't wait to have a chat with you. Welcome, Felix.
Oh, thank you very much. Thank you very much.
It's really good to have you in our studios here in Windhoek. And you were telling me earlier that you're so excited to be in the country, but we all want to know how it started out for you. Who is Felix Burgmeister, apart from you being the world triathlete champion?
Oh, thank you very much. Now, first of all, Felix Burgmeister is very happy to be here in Namibia and to have made it all the way down to Africa with a motorbike. Well, what inspired me to do it? Actually, it was I'm used to long distances because I did long distance triathlon. So there was, for example, the Decca Ironman, which basically consists of 10 Ironman triathlons in a row. And it was a very long race going for 13 days and some hours. It was just a wonderful experience, and I said, I'm used to long distances and I like getting around, so I will go and fulfill my dream. I will go on my motorbike and I will travel the world, I will go around the world, and I want to make a difference with it and support UNICEF with the trip.
That's absolutely fantastic. But now, how did this dream start, Felix? You just wake up in the morning and you started, you know what, I don't want to be an athlete anymore. I just want to get on my bike and hit the road.
No, almost. Actually, sorry. It has been a preparation for more than 9 years because my trip is all self-funded. That means I had to work quite a long time. I had to get all the money things sorted. And of course, then there was a dream. It started when I was a little boy and I went around the globe with my finger and I thought, well, it would be so nice to really see it and to encounter all the people, to encounter all the different cultures. And, you know, after having this dream for such a long time, I just decided to go on the motorbike and to actually do it.
Felix, we really admire your determination and you're such a strong-willed person. Now, where did you start with your world trip?
Oh, just in my hometown. I started in Vienna, Austria, and then I went all the way down to Gibraltar, which is more or less the southern end of Europe. I entered Africa via Morocco, then I went down to Mauritania, I crossed the Sahara.
Jeez.
Oh, it was hot there, a lot of sand.
I can just imagine.
Yeah.
Sheepers, the heat, but you survived it.
Oh, no, it was not that big of a problem with enough mud, water and on the bike. Mm-hmm. So further on, I went to Mali, to Burkina Faso. I crossed down to Togo, to Benin. I went to Nigeria, then to Cameroon, to Gabon, went down to the Congo and to Angola. And finally, I made it to this beautiful country here, to Namibia.
We're really happy to have you here, and where people always say, listen, I'm going places, you have seen places and you are still going to see places. Felix, some people, you know the story around the world in 80 days with Spud Patu.
Oh,
now,
yes.
How long do you intend to do yours?
Well,
your trip around the world?
I think I will cover around 60,000 kilometers on 4 different continents, so the only continent I will not travel on will be Australia, but it will be around 40 countries still to visit, and I think altogether will take me between 15 and 18 months. So we say it will be 1.5 years, it should actually come close.
Maybe like 18 months or something to that effect.
Exactly, yeah.
Well, you need Red Bull to give you wings to fly all over the continent.
one or two Red Bulls never wrong, I gotta say.
Absolutely. Now, tell me, what about your safety? You know, traveling all around these different countries you've mentioned, especially in Africa, what about your safety? Haven't you been worried?
Absolutely not, I have to say. So people told me at home, be careful because you will travel many countries and you will never know what happens. There will be areas where it's not much population and so on. And I must say, I've never ever felt any safer in the world than traveling through Africa.
Honestly?
Because absolutely honestly, people welcomed me all the time. I remember this village in Nigeria. I just stopped. It was late. I was tired. And I went to the village chief, asked him if I could put up my tent. And he said, you're most welcome. And then people came who invited me for food and everything. And I must say, this would probably just not happen in Europe. So I'm really, really glad to have made this experience and actually to made all the way to Africa.
That's my next question. You just mentioned about the village chief in Nigeria. And where do you, obviously it's not very easy traveling on a motorcycle, Felix. It's extremely difficult. It's hard. It's not comfortable. Well, so afterwards, you know, when you've been traveling the whole day, where do you rest? Where do you sleep?
I must say, it's a hilarious experience to travel on the motorcycle for one reason. You're outside all the time. Mm. And that is great. So you go to a small village and you really get in touch with the people. So children would come out on the road. They would say hello. Mm. People would try to touch you. They would try to touch the motorbike, but in a very friendly way. Aww. Just to see who is it. And I think that's so important. You go out to see the world and you shake everybody's hand. And so in the evening, it's exactly the same. Mm. So you just reach a place and everybody's friendly to you. And it really is like that. I've been traveling Africa now for more than five months, and it just never happened that anybody was unfriendly. And all that together, even, you know, sometimes it doesn't make you tired anymore. You're there in the evening and it's just great.
But the thing is, what I've realized about, noticed about you, is that you have an open face, like very friendly.
Oh, thank you very much.
So I would really understand why the kids run to you.
Oh,
and,
no.
You know, and touch your motorbike.
Oh, well.
And what kind of a bike is it anyway?
I go around the world on a BMW bike.
BMW bike, wow.
It's a huge bike.
Yeah?
It's huge, it's heavy. But I think for going on such a long distance, there would not be any better choice than a BMW, that's for sure.
And what do you carry on your bike?
Oh, so many things, I actually have to say. I mean, for somebody who doesn't bike travel, just to make it easier to imagine, I've got a big bike with a big fuel tank. That is most important. So I carry 32 liters of fuel, and that would go for about 500 kilometers on the bike. Then I've got two big aluminium panniers, which are boxes on each side. So in the boxes are spare parts, which are very important. Then I carry my electronic equipment, because as I'm working more or less as a journalist, what I do is I will write reports and I will try to get all my pictures on the cameras, on different carriers, on the USB drives, whatever. So I've got one box only with electronic equipment. And of course, I've got my camping equipment and my kitchen.
You and I have one thing in common. We have motorcycles. Mine is an SR250.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
250.
Yes, it's a
That's
250.
Great.
Cool. All right, Felix, when we get back from our little break, you and I are going to talk about the serious stuff, about you being a goodwill ambassador for UNICEF and why you chose Namibia.
Yes.
As one of the countries that you're doing charity for, is it?
Exactly. That's
okay.
It. Absolutely glad to talk about it. Thank you very much.
Okay. The boss, Bruce Springsteen, born in the USA, but I'm busy talking to a man who was born in Austria, and his name is Felix Bergmeister, and he is in the studio. And Felix embarked on a world tour, and it kicked off in Vienna, and he arrived in Namibia on the 5th of March. Just for you guys just tuned in to Radio Wave 96.7 FM. All right, Felix, what is the purpose of your journey as a goodwill ambassador for UNICEF?
Oh, thank you very much for the question. Well, for me, it was so important to make a difference with this trip as well. As I mentioned, it is totally self-funded, and it's also a big dream for me actually be able to do it. And I want to share this dream with other people. And most important, I also want to help other people with having this dream. So my idea would be to travel different countries in the world, to travel around the world, to see UNICEF projects, to visit them, and to write some reports about it. And so these reports I give to the Austrian, to the European public. I let people know how the situation really is. And of course, what I think is most important, I let them know and I tell them that their help from Europe is really needed.
Uh-huh. You know what really touches me about your dream, Felix, and your whole trip to you know, around the world,
yeah,
is that we sometimes easily forget when we're in a, because we're in a comfort zone. We forget about things that really happen in our communities, in our society,
yeah,
things that really matter, especially yeah, some of the projects that UNICEF is involved with,
yeah,
like, for example, they've got the Windows of Hope program,
yeah,
and they also have the My Future is My Choice program,
yeah,
and that, when you arrived in the country, in the north of the country, I'm just,
yeah,
looking at some pictures,
yeah,
at a school that you visited in the north of the country, Kapombo Primary School.
Oh, yeah, Kapombo.
And they have 450 children with only two toilets. I was like,
yeah,
oh, shame, man.
Yeah.
So when someone like you, who is doing such a good thing, you know, traveling around the world to raise awareness and also trying
thank
to get
much
donor funding, that touches my heart, and we really do appreciate it. So tell
it touches me as well. It touches me a lot, I have to say that, because like in Austria, where I come from, or in Germany, or basically in all over Western Europe, the conditions of life are just so high, so almost all of the things are available. Mm-hmm. And I came to the school in the north, and I saw the children being between 10 and 14 years old, and all of them were so ambitious. Everybody really wanted to make the best out of his education. You really could see that, because like there were no children, they were not absolutely attending to whatever was happening. Sometimes I honestly have to say, at home it might be not like that, mm-hmm, because all the things are for granted. So this is why I really, really want to help those children, and this is why I am as well really, really touched when I see that there is only, for example, two toilets available.
Mm, yeah, children are vulnerable, and we need to take care of
absolutely
them and protect them.
Absolutely.
After all, it is,
yeah,
their right. Felix, why did you choose Namibia?
Well, I have to say, because probably it's one of the most beautiful countries in the world, and believe me, I've traveled quite a lot, but no, that's actually not the reason, that's just as I feel. The reason is because I think the steps that are taken against the biggest problem in the world, HIV and AIDS, are kind of way-breaking, in my opinion, for the rest of the world. Because what I can see from my work with UNICEF and from my work with Namibia, actually, Namibia is really determined to take steps against that problem. And I think if there will be more money funded to carry on these steps, right, then Namibia probably could be a model for the rest of the world on solving this problem.
So there you've heard it, Namibia, we are determined to do something about HIV/AIDS in
absolutely
this country.
Right.
Felix, we are so honoured to have you on the airwaves on 96.7 FM.
Thank you very
and
much.
Radio Wave wishes you all the best of luck in your journey.
Thank you very much.
And we first want to know, where to from here after Namibia?
Well, I will head down to Cape Town.
Cape Town. Ooh, you're entering dangerous zones.
Oh.
South Africa. No, I don't mean to scare you.
Yeah.
May God be with you, and may his angels look after you, and God bless you. Yeah.
Thank you very, very
Have
much.
Have a wonderful trip, and may your dream come true.
And we will be sure to come back.
Yes, you're welcome to come back. And we'll be thinking of you, Felix, in the cold nights of South Africa. You know,
Thank you very much.
Winter time now, autumn.
No.
And our hearts are with you. Thank you for coming to the studio, and have a nice day. Bye.
Thank you very much.